D'accord. Anyone want water?
Most of us.
Nobody drinks around here? Can you give her that water? It's a little cool to bring it slow. The fan is there, you can see.
So the question is about the sound, the voice of super soul. So most of us can
it's about the voice
or sound. I mean, somebody can say that I feel that this is super soul speaking to me, and another can say no, this is your mind. And what the, I mean, this some strict frame. How can we understand that? This is mind and this is super soul.
Yeah, that's a great question. The question that this devotee is asking is that how to know when our mind is speaking and when the super soul is speaking. It's a very easy answer. When you sit with an enlightened spiritual being, a guru, shiksha guru or diksha guru, and he speaks to you, then you know the super soul is speaking. And anything else you hear is your mind. It is told in Shastra, we're laughing, but it's true. It is told in Shastra that the guru is the external representative of the super soul. The internal guru is referred to in 11th Canto of Bhagavatam as Chaitya, Chaitya Guru. It's quoted in Raghavart Manchandrika, 11.5 or so. Was describing there's two ways to be enlightened. One is by, it says, Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. One way to be enlightened is by the Acharya. Vapu means form, and Chaitya means the form, Chaitya means the internal antaryami, the super soul, enlightens you. But that, when that enlightenment coming from the super soul begins to occur at the level of bhava bhakti. If one has not attained the level of bhava bhakti, it is best that he receives enlightenment from the acharya, the living external representative of the super soul, the guru, shiksha diksha guru. Otherwise, what you think you call super soul or mind, I would say it's all mind, and it's all projection, mental projection, and trying to give credence and validity to it by saying it's super soul. I wouldn't go that far to say that the super soul is speaking to me. There's something called intuition. In Hindi, it's called prerna, prerna. Somebody gets inspiration. Sometimes the super soul, Paramatma, does give some inspiration. So it's very difficult to know the difference. I specifically asked this question to my teacher, and he said that there's something called samshay. Samshay. In his heart, Arjuna thought that the super soul was telling him, take sannyas. Don't fight, Arjuna. Leave the battlefield. Drop your Gandiva Dara. Drop your bow. Walk off the chariot, go to the forest. He believed that the super soul was telling him. But he was sincere, so he confided in the guru. The guru, in this case, was the Sarati. The Sarati is known as Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Vacha. So he said, everywhere in Gita you find the word samshay. Samshay means doubt. So he had inspiration, prerna. He was inspired. This is my teacher, Dronacharya. I'm going to kill him. These are my brothers. Duryodhan, I'm going to kill him. This is my grandfather, Bhishma, I'm going to kill him. So he was inspired from the super soul to leave. So he said, Krishna, I have a doubt. Should I kill my teacher? Because in Shastras it says you should never kill your teacher. So now I'm going against the Shastra. So what to do? This is Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna removed his doubts. So the same thing, we say, oh, the super soul inspired me, or my mind is speaking, or the super soul is speaking. There's a doubt there. There's a samshay. Is it my mind? Is it the super soul? It's a doubt. So then we go to Krishna representative. We go to the Acharya, Shiksha or Diksha Guru. We say, I have a doubt. My mind or my super soul is telling me this. And they will confirm it or reject it. This is what my teacher told me. He said, when you come to the level of bhava, then you're directly under the guidance of the Paramatma at the level of bhava. No doubt. Before the level of bhava, there's samshaya. If there's samshaya, doubts, then you go to external guru. So that's why I said that it's all the mind. Oh, the super soul told me I should hit you on the head. No. No, that's a good idea. I think you better ask your guru about that. Super soul inspired me to take back this gift. I gave you this, but you know, I really need it for my service, so I want to take it back. In the Dharma Shastras, it is a sin, it is pop, to take back a gift that you have given. Money, clothes, cow, land, anything. That's the whole problem with King Nriga. King Nriga was a king, and he became a lizard, because he gave a cow to one Brahmin. It's in the 10th canto. And then that Brahmin somehow it wandered into his herd and back to the king's herd, and because they're all white cows, and he gave the same cow to some other Brahmin. And then it got in the whole thing, because he said, oh, you gave me this cow, now you took it back. And he said, I didn't take it back, it wandered away. He said, and all get, then the Brahmins were fighting over it. So much problem with this charity. You know, donation program is very complicated. So he got cursed to become a lizard. He offered the offended Brahmin, so no, you gave me a cow, but then you took it back and gave it to some other Brahmin, and I want that cow back. And the other Brahmin said, I'm not giving that cow. And then the king said to the first one, I'll give you 100,000 cows to replace that cow. No, you're not getting, I'm not taking 100,000. I want that cow that you took back. And so much problem. And he ended the curse and became a lizard. Then Krishna liberated him. So I anybody talks like the super soul and the mind, I say it's mind. Confirm. Don't ever go on the assumption that your so-called voice of the super soul is the super soul. I don't buy that. Everything should be sanctioned by higher authority of the guru and shastra. If you had the super soul is telling you something that shastra is telling you, then it's super soul. I remember someone tell me, they told me, oh, I had this dream and super soul told me I don't have to follow the principles, I only have to follow two principles. And I was a direct order from the super soul, so I started following it because I didn't want to go against the super soul. And I said, I don't mind, but shastras say that the guru is a representative of the super soul. I think you should follow principles. That, I don't agree with your super soul. I think your super soul needs to go back to school. Your super soul and my super soul are speaking a different tune. Because he said his super soul told him he only had to follow two religious principles. I said, well, my super soul is telling me to follow four. Now, your super soul is right or my super soul is right? Now, the shastras are saying four. So the shastras are saying four and my super soul is saying four. So it's 2-1, so you lose. Shastra and me, and you only your super soul. This is a very common thing nowadays, especially here. Many devotees say, oh, we don't super soul to me. Why can't the super soul tell you to go to a guru? Why? Why? Because, you know, why does one Because Krishna says, I am the super soul, and if I like you, I direct you. It's basic Bhagavad Gita, right? 1865. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddesharjuna tishtati brahmayan sarvabhutani yantarudai mayaya. It's a Gita. Yantra rudani mayaya. This body is a yantra. It's a machine. And Krishna says, Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddesharjuna tishtati. Oh, Arjuna, I'm riddhi, riddhi tishtan, riddhi tishtan, like Leelastan. I am sitting inside the heart of every living entity, Ishvara sarvabhutanam, Brahmanda, Brahmayan sarvabhutani. I am directing the wanderings, you know Bhagavad Gita, I am directing the wanderings of all living entities. So if you're thinking, oh God, please save me, please guide me, he will lead you to the external representative of the super soul, it was Shiksha Diksha Guru. And he will tell you straight from the horse's mouth, forget about your super soul told me, the mind told me. Because if you're really sincere, the super soul will direct you to someone that will give you the straight sauce, straight away. Oh, the super soul told me I'm a gopi and my name is like this. Ah, BS. You're bluffing. You don't even have the adhika, you don't even have rag, now you have your siddhadeya. Given by your super soul. You can't even tell the definition what is rag bhakti. But I already have my siddhadeya. It's a bluff. And the proof of it is it won't last. See in 5 years where that person is. Spiritual life is not a new thing. It's all chucked out. You know, there's all the path and everything is there. Why do we have to have some new ideas from the super soul? The super soul has already written everything down in the books. The super soul came and gave Uddhava Shiksha, and came and gave Bhagavad Gita, and gave Sanatana Shiksha and Rupa Shiksha. What more is needed? Is your super soul telling you something is not in there? Very interesting super soul. Super soul came to Lord Krishna. He spoke Uddhava Shiksha in 11th Kanto Bhagavatam. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. Then super soul came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna together. And he spoke Rupa Sanatana Shiksha. And so much Shiksha. And still, your super soul is telling you something different? And there it says, you know, go to the Guru, surrender to the Guru, you know, and serve him. He'll reveal everything to you. What is your siddhadeya? What does everything comes through the Guru? But now you're the Guru. That's not what the super. So why your super soul? Why your super soul is not telling what the super soul is telling? You follow? It's a very strong point I'm making right now. Your super soul, acha, Lord, you follow what I'm saying? Is it logical? It's cogent. It's powerful. It's the truth. I think the biggest problem in the Kali Yuga is people are impatient. And they tend to, they're deceitful. Deceit, cheating, and impatience. This is the problem. And that comes into the spiritual life. So we have to be honest with ourselves. I am this. I want it. That's why I said there's ideal and there's real, and how much space is in between. The ideal is a cherished ideal, what you want to be, what you hope to become. And the real is me. Now time. I'm lusty, I'm greedy, I'm angry, I'm envious. Okay, now what? Just going to live in that box your whole life? You just forget about that box. Just try to spend time with your ideal, and automatically your real will dissolve. Don't feed your karma, but nourish your ideal. Your karma will starve itself out, your karma. But your ideal will only grow if you feed it. Very good statement. Your karma is temporary. Your ideal is eternal. You follow my language?
All right, please, I have one doubt.
Yes. Sham, Ganesham. When I see you, I think of Krishna. It's nice, I like it.
Or at least my doubt is on just the area you just brushed that has to do with the super soul and the mind. Sometimes we there's this idea, could I call it idea? It's kind of a picture.
Yeah.
Maybe like a guru, is like having his picture, in a kind of vision picture, is directing or saying something that keep revolving within you.
So, excuse me, can you say that again?
I said, sometimes, this like a picture, you're seeing the guru, the Diksha guru, is like saying something to you.
The Diksha guru is speaking to you.
You're like, the thing keep revolving. At the point the picture reflects, you see the picture of his eyes, you know, instructing. So I'm asking, is it something that has to do with the mind, or just a real...
I'm not sure if I can quite perceive what you're saying. The Diksha Guru is instructing.
I'm saying, just like the question you just brought.
Yes.
I say sometimes there's an experience like this, maybe at a point...
In other words, if something comes inside our heart, and sometimes it's absolutely true, and it's even in a mundane sphere, like a woman and husband, a husband and wife, they're going to the airport, they have a flight for a vacation, and they're going to the airport. It's called woman's intuition, or men or anybody. She says, I don't feel good. I just have bad feeling in my stomach, my chest, everything. I feel bad. I don't think we should go on this flight. And he said, oh, what is that superstition? We have this, look, we got this ticket now. It's our vacation. We only have 5 days. We have to go. No, I really don't want to go. I don't think I'm just getting a strong impression in my heart. It's super soul. This is actually super soul. We shouldn't go. And somehow, if he's very submissive, which is unusual, and really detached to lose all his money for the airfare and all these things, then they say, okay. And then they stay home. And the flight takes off and blows up. Terrorist. And then the husband says, Jai Ho. Because if he didn't listen to her intuition, he would be finished. So there are many straight material examples of the power of intuition. And there's no way to confirm that except by experience, whether the intuition is correct or not. Maybe, you know, you get on the flight and you blow up and you say, well, she was right, it's too late now. But in a spiritual, but the difference with material intuition and spiritual, what we call super soul speaking or intuition, is that in spiritual intuition, we have a principle of checks and balances. Because guru, shastra, sadhu. I'm the sadhu. I have intuition. I have inspiration. The super soul is speaking. You know, sadhu, sadvi, male, female devotee, or whatever. But now we have checks and balances because we can say, is it in the Shastra? Is it the Guru approves? He agrees? Is it Shastra's? And then we can accept it or reject it on the basis of these two criterion. We can measure it against Guru and Shastra. But the material intuition, it just sits on its own. Material intuition, it's your wife's intuition. Either you accept it or reject it. You can't go to a third party. Can't look in the Shastra's. Is my wife's intuition correct? No. You can't go to somebody else. Is your wife's intuition correct? No, I don't know. It's not, you know, that's your wife, not mine. You follow? So there's a difference. So, you know, sometimes your wife's intuitions may be right. And maybe you cancel the trip and you come home and the flight goes and lands and you say, I just lost 40,000 rupees for the airfare. Right? But I still love you, you know.
Yeah, like you said, like in the story of Gilo.
Because what I'm saying is that intuition is 100% real. Is that devotee, he doesn't have to go to Shastra, he doesn't have to go to Guru if he's on a level of Bhava. Then he's practically moving. He's simply moving under the inspiration. He's like a puppet. Just like the prema, the bridge bossies, is so intense. So intense that when in this Gocharan Leela, Purvan Yam, Purvan Leela in the morning, when Krishna's going out for cowherding, it's, Nanda Bhava Yashoda, Rohini, all the elderly ladies, and everybody goes and follows Krishna and the cows and Krishna and the boys and all the parents. And then all the gopis come also. and stay a little distance, but close enough to see Krishna. And then Mother Yashoda, you know, Krishna says goodbye. The cows are looking back. They're waiting for me. Let me go. And so she smothers them with kisses, and Nanda Maharaj smells his head and embraces him. They cry, and, oh, please come back soon. And they tell Gobata and Mandala Bajra and everyone to protect him with their sticks and on all sides, make sure he eats. There's so many things. And then they say goodbye, and then Krishna leaves. Then they run after him. He turns around, and they say goodbye again. And 5-6 times they say goodbye. Finally, Krishna leaves, and everyone faints. Nanda faints, Yashoda faints, everyone faints. All the gopis faint. And so then it says that their servants, whoever didn't faint, the maid servants or whoever, the servants of Nanda Maharaj or Yashoda, whatever, the dasis, they picked them up. And then it said when they were moving during the day without Krishna, the Brijvasis were moving around the house as if they were just automatically, habitually doing things. But their consciousness was not even there. Their consciousness was with Krishna. But they were somehow they were eating, and somehow they were dressing, and somehow they were bathing and going here and there and milking cows. But they were totally out of their bodies. So their bodies were just moving mechanically. So the Bhava Bhakta is like that. Krishna is just moving his body, and it's inspiration. Go this way, go that way. It says, Evam Vrata Supriya Nama Kirtya. Evam Vrata Supriya Nama Kirtya. It's in 11th canto. It's describing Evam Vrata Swa Priya Nama Kirtya. It's talking about the experience of the devotee to the level of Bhava, 11th canto. Krishna's teaching Uddhava. He says that when he comes to his when he contains that Bhava, he's just chanting Rodati, Hasati, Hasati, Rodati, Lokabhayam. He says Hasati. Sometimes he laughs, sometimes he cries. Lokabhayam. He's external to the other people. He doesn't care what the other people think. Sometimes he runs, it says Nirtiti. Nirtiti, Nirtiti. Sometimes he dances, sometimes he cries. Rodan, Nirtiti, Rodan. Hasiti, Hasiti. It's like Hindi. Rodan. He cries, he laughs, he runs. Because the super soul is just moving him this way and that way. And anything material, eating, or it's just by habit. But his body is totally possessed by his love and his prema. This is the level, this is chanting the holy name, the level of Bhav. Evam Supriya Namakirtya. Evam Vrataswa Priya Namakirtya. Famous verse, this is in Prabhupada's verse book. So, at that level, the super soul is speaking, and it's all direct sakshat. And super soul is not only speaking, but he's moving you. It's just like it describes Krishna's rasa dance. Radha was dancing. Krishna was dancing. And Prem was also dancing. Krishna was dancing to the love of Radharani. Radharani was dancing to the love of Krishna. And Prem itself was also dancing. Prem itself was also dancing. Prem personified was dancing in the rasa dance. This is Krishna. This is the highest level. And the level of prema, everything is moving just on the level of prema. Krishna plays his flute and the whole world dances.